Pope Francis Has Jeopardized His Morals by Christopher J. Hale. Time notes. Hale is a political strategist who helped lead Catholic outreach for President Obama and a co-founder of the Catholic blog Millennial. Christopher J. Hale writes, On February 5th, it came to light that Pope Francis received an 8-page letter in 2015 from a Chilean man, Juan Carlos Cruz, detailing how a priest sexually abused him and how other priests concealed the crime, among them then-Father Juan Barros, a man Francis had just months earlier appointed to be the Bishop of Osorno, Chile. This revelation comes weeks after Francis called accusations against Barros, quote, calumny, unquote. He eventually walked back his claims and sent a Vatican special prosecutor to Chile to investigate the allegations of a cover-up. But Francis received the letter by hand from Boston Cardinal Sean O'Malley, one of the church's top-ranking officials. That he either did not read the letter or did not act on it is a stunning development that represents the biggest crisis of Francis's nearly 5-year papacy. Francis's surprise 2013 election came on the heels of a 4-minute speech he gave before the conclave in which he decried the church's vanity. Quote, When the church is self-referential, inadvertently she believes she has her own light, unquote. Francis called this the, quote, worst evil, unquote, that could befall the church, and his ascendance served as a rebuke of that self-regard. He was expected to reform the church. In a great many ways he has, from a new focus on the environment and poverty to an emphasis on simplicity and sobriety among clergy. But all that progress is for naught if Francis doesn't finally address the sexual abuse scandal head on. His legacy is at stake, and more important, so is the viability of the Catholic Church itself and its gospel mission. A church that systematically covers up the abuse of children by its ministers is a church without a future. In his letter to the Pope, Cruz wrote, quote, Holy Father, I write you this letter because I'm tired of fighting, of crying, and suffering, unquote. In the Gospel, Jesus tells us God's worst punishment is reserved for those who would harm children. In the Catholic tradition, the Pope is the vicar of Jesus Christ. He acts and ministers in Christ's name. If that is truly the case, then Francis must end this scandal now. He must apologize to the victims. He must investigate the claims. And he must transform the church as he said he would.